finance ministry plans to offer a value-added tax refund to shoppers who spend up to 20,000 baht from February the 1st to the 15th next year in a bid to boost domestic spending amid murky economic prospects. With a 20,000 baht maximum and a 5% VAT refund, shoppers will be eligible for about 1,000 baht back. The catch is that only spending on debit cards with savings accounts linked to PromptPay will qualify for the VAT refund. The shopping tax break is expected to cost the government 6 to 7 billion baht in foregone revenue. Not surprisingly, the VAT refund period coincides with Chinese New Year, which falls on February the 5th next year. To make sure that foreigners don't overstay their visas, immigration police will send out text reminders to foreigners before their visa is due to expire. The immigration police chief, Surajat Hakpan, says the texting service will be first rolled out in Chonburi, and he's assigned provincial immigration police to implement the measures. He says this will prevent foreigners from forgetting their visa expiry dates, so if they continue to overstay, they will be deported and banned from entering the country for 5 to 10 years, depending on the case. Chonburi was chosen because it had a lot of tourists and expats. Alerts will only be sent out to those who have registered their phone numbers with Chonburi Immigration Police when they apply for a visa or an extension. And the operator of the Singapore International School of Bangkok has shrugged off criticism about its listing on the stock exchange, arguing that it complies with the Stock Exchange of Thailand and Securities and Exchange Commission rules. The chief executive officer insists the company's listing on the stock exchange is acceptable and the company's consulted the Education Ministry about it. The ministry did not oppose the listing, nor did it raise any concerns, he said. The stocks opened yesterday at 5 baht and closed at 4.36 baht, down about 16%. It was the third instance this year of a stock closing below its IPO price after the first day of trade. Police are still investigating an incident where two foreigners riding a powerful motorcycle have died at the scene of a crash after colliding with a car in Chalong. The incident happened at 11:30 on Thursday night. The bodies of the two riders were found at the scene, along with a sedan with two people in the car. The front of the car was extensively damaged. The bodies of the two riders from the motorbike were taken to Washira Hospital. One of them was a prominent Phuket MMA fighter. Witnesses told police the car was making a U-turn heading towards Phuket town. The motorbike, allegedly travelling from the direction of the Chulalongkorn Temple, collided with the car at high speed. Forensic police are searching for the cause of an explosion at a cosmetics factory in Nonthaburi that killed three workers. Two of the workers, a 25 and 53-year-old, sustained serious burns in the incident and died at the hospital. Another was found dead at the explosion scene. Following the incident, the Nonthaburi Industry Office has ordered the factory temporarily closed. The office initially found that the factory might not have obtained a proper license to operate. And graft busters monitoring the public sector have found fictitious students, some in their 50s, on the rolls of a school in Yasaton province as they continue to crack down on ghost students. The chief of the Public Sector Anti-Corruption Commission said yesterday that investigators found 159 ghost students, all aged between 21 and 55 years. The school claimed to have overage students studied on an alternative curriculum, even though it was not permitted. But the chief said they should have been pursuing non-formal education for a degree, even if they existed. The chief says many schools have found that adding names of fictitious students to their enrollment lists make them appear successful in attracting new learners. The ministry then rewards the directors and teachers by promoting them to work in bigger schools. The schools also receive additional budget funding and other financial support from the ministry for apparently having more students to take care of.